Shadowbreakers, Day 10, Reclaiming the Light. When my son was young, I held a laser tag party for him one year. That evening, I decided to play around myself. Along with the others, I got all fitted with the equipment, got my instructions, and went inside the arena. As we walked in, it was well lit so we could see how things were set up. But when it was time for the game to begin, the lights went out and it was dark. All I could see were a few dimmed lights here and there, and the laser lights outlining the player's body equipment. And as we ran around trying to tag or not be tagged, it was a bit unsettling because it was hard to see where we were going. On one turn, I ran right into a table because I didn't see it. Yet, for the short time we were in there, even though we knew it was a risky place to be, we got used to being in the dark. But when the game was over and the lights came on, we realized just how much better it was to be in the light. This can happen in our lives after divorce as well. We can get accustomed to living in the darkness, in the shadows of guilt, shame, or fear. But as children of God, regardless of what we've been through, walking fully and unashamedly in the redeeming light of God's love for us is our rightful place. There are evil forces that will want to keep us living in the dark, but we must reclaim the light. How do we do that? Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." See John chapter 8, verse 12. All we have to do is what Jesus has always bid us do. Follow him. Trust him. Believe him. Will you choose to walk in his light today? Today's promise is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.